Well, this is a little bit of a long gospel this morning. We didn't know that we were going to exercise by standing for so long at church today. a lot of important gold in today's scriptures. This gold is all over the gospels, and today's readings are no different. You've heard me say before that when Jesus comes to us, Jesus comes in many ways, right? He comes as healer, he comes as teacher, he comes as savior. Today he comes as all three. And when he comes to us in all of these ways, the Lord comes to us for the highest and best of purposes. Jesus comes to teach us the most important things. And in order for the Lord to teach us the most important things, he enters into the most important of situations. Because those important situations are often the situations where the most is at stake. And in those situations where the most is at stake, this is where he manifests himself. This is where he comes to heal. This is where he comes to teach. This is where he comes to save. I was spending some time this week with a good friend of mine from seminary who's a priest now in Detroit. And once a month or so, he comes out to Lansing for his day off, and he and I get a chance to spend time together, and he spends time with my family, and just a really good guy, very salt-of-the-earth kind of man. He was a plumber before he was a priest, and I love his sense of humor. He's very matter-of-fact, very straightforward, but just loves the Lord, really loves Jesus, and he's really inspiring to me. For that reason, because it's so clear how his heart is given over to God and how desirous he is to seek the truth, to know the truth, to live the truth, to preach the truth. And he and I were just kind of catching up, as we always do, and he was relating to me how he had recently been in a very kind of difficult moment of ministry because he was presiding at the funeral of a baby, of a mom and a dad whose child died shortly after birth because mom's body was unable to hold the pregnancy. It was one of these very rare situations where the pregnancy caused her immune system to begin attacking her own body. And so her child, the bringing up of her child in her womb was literally killing her. So it was the most tragic of circumstances that at 17 weeks she had to be induced and the child didn't survive. But they had to induce the labor to literally save mom's life. And so my classmate, Father Dave, walked into this situation with this mom and this dad and in this place of mourning and funeral to offer the liturgies for a 17-week-old premature baby. Talk about a hard situation. Talk about a situation of real suffering, of the highest kind of importance. What do you say? And I asked him that. I said, wow. I said, how? What does God reveal in a situation like that? It's a modern-day story of what was going on in today's Gospels for in both healings, right? The healing of this woman who is at the point of desperation. She had nothing left, and I love what we see in today's artwork and our screens because it's so telling of the tenacity of the human spirit and of the desperation of the human spirit when our backs are against a wall and there's nothing left. And if it was as true for that woman, it was even more true for mom and dad, whose 12-year-old daughter just died. Utter powerlessness, nothing to be done. And so, as it was in the scripture passages, So also in this story that my classmate Father Dave was relating to me, and I said, what does God do? How does the Lord enter into that? And he said something really profound. He said, this is what I spoke about in the funeral. He said, when you're in moments of great desperation, and when there is literally nothing else that can be done, you have entered into a situation that you cannot think through. You have to pray through. There are situations in life that will never, ever make sense. Because we ask the question, why do 12-year-old girls die? Why do premature babies who can't live in the mother's womb because of this tragic medical condition, why do they die? I mean, this was a couple, this was a mom and dad who even struggled to conceive. This was a miracle baby for them. And the baby spent several minutes outside the womb before going back to the Lord. What can you say? And my friend, Father Dave, is like, you really can't say a whole lot because there is no explaining away situations like this. Even if you could explain a situation like that, would it satisfy? Would it satisfy the human heart? And the answer is no. It wouldn't satisfy us. Even if we had the perfect explanation for whatever the great suffering is that's going on, the perfect rational explanation for that suffering doesn't remove the suffering. So we can't think through it. The only thing that we can do is pray through it. This is just one of the very powerful and profound mysteries of our faith. And it's an extremely important mystery that sooner or later in life we probably will all walk through if we haven't already. If we haven't already multiple times walked through it, we will. Pure faith. Pure faith. That is what opened the doorway to grace in today's gospel passages. The mother and the father, they were just not going to think through that situation and make it okay. Because your 12-year-old daughter dying is simply not okay. This woman who had suffered from hemorrhages for 12 years wasn't obviously going to be able to think through, okay, if I eat this diet or if I go to this doctor or if I exercise in this way or maybe if I just rest long enough or maybe I need to go take a long vacation where the weather is a little bit cooler or the weather is a little bit warmer. Maybe it's sort of the humidity. She had nothing left either. Her one tool was faith. Prayer. That's the only thing that she had left. And God, in the mystery of his love for us, can allow this to happen in our lives. And we say, Lord, why do you let that happen? Why not just fix it sooner? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I learned that very quickly in especially my first year of priesthood, but also in my second year of priesthood, and just in ministry as you walk with people who go through very, very difficult things. And you want to fix it, and you can't. And you want to explain it, and you can't. So what's left? Well, pretty much one thing is left. You say these words. Hey, how about we pray? And when we are in that place and our backs are against the wall and we pray, that's the moment where we can make a very real act of faith. Because there's another act that we can make. And it's not an act of faith that says, hey, I'm in abundance. Lord, give me more abundance. No, I'm in the greatest kind of poverty. And I'm totally unable to help myself. Those are different acts of faith. One act of faith, thanksgiving for God's blessing. But that's kind of easy. No, this is the meat. This is where the most important of lessons can be learned. And we can only learn that lesson in that situation. Because in order to receive the greatest of treasures, it comes in situations that have the highest stakes, that are of the greatest worth. And if they're of the greatest worth, they're also the greatest cost. So powerful lesson, important lesson, a lesson of mystery. A lesson of mystery because it makes my words full of poverty. Even here in a homily, we can explain, we can illumine, but it's a different act to live the situation. And the only thing we can do is pray through it.